What do you think you're doing? You can't be getting out of bed. You're in no state to... You're feeling faint. You've got a funny colour and... Oh. I'm dead. No. I mean, I am. I mean, I can explain. Why don't you just lay back down and just take a deep breath? Are you dead? No. Despite your best efforts. You're very much alive. And, I would really like you to stay that way, so why don't you just lay the fuck down? Am I a ghost? I don't know how to answer that. I don't know how to answer any of the questions that you're going to have, but I will. Let's start with what happened to you. Your raid. You got some bad intelligence, some really, really bad intelligence, and that's my fault. You were targeted because of me, because of... I can't believe I'm saying this to you. You don't know how much I've missed you. I've missed you so. If I missed you, why didn't I tell you that I was alive? Well, it's not that simple. And don't think that I didn't want to. I really, really, really did. But I couldn't. I was about to say that I couldn't because I had to keep you safe, but look what happened. I fucked up. That wasn't a gang hideout. That was a nest. A vampire nest. Vampire. Don't, just don't. Don't do that whole... I don't believe in vampires. Vampires aren't real thing. Just remember what you saw. Remember what happened. Look at the scars on your body. Can you really tell me that vampires aren't real? Yeah. It's complicated. Vampires are real, and so much more as well. I did die. I was targeted. Not like you, not for revenge. I was targeted because I was identified as being upwardly mobile. Turning me I was going to be a very valuable pawn in their plan. Only it didn't quite work out that way. Give me your hand. Take my pulse. Try the other wrist. Try my neck. No pulse, right? I'm going to do something now that I really need you not to panic about. Yeah, those are fangs. I was turned into a vampire. Ah. I wasn't willing, but I didn't have much choice. Just after the... Just after it happened, there was a raid. Cops, if you would believe it. Supernatural cops. Paranormal cops. I don't even know what to call them. Even though I am one now. They came in just that little bit too late. They recruited me, but I didn't really have much of a choice. It was join up or die. And another thing I didn't have a choice about was telling you that I'm still alive. I'm not alive. I'm undead. I wasn't allowed to contact you. I wasn't allowed to reach out. They had someone monitoring you to keep you safe, to make sure that I was being good. It turns out, no matter what force I'm in, I'm a very good cop. And that angered a lot of people. A lot of things, and that is that's why they set you up. Why you? Because you're the only person I care about. And I still care. I think so. I still care about you. I'm sorry I took so long. The minute I found out, I'm so sorry. You're not dead. You're not like me. You're just a little more magical than you were. Magical. This isn't a hospital. You weren't saved by doctors and nurses. You were saved by magicians and warlocks. Don't ask me what the difference is. I still don't know. When I said you were on the edge of death, you were falling off that edge. Magic was the only thing that could save you, and they weren't going to save you. I had to make some threats. Couldn't let you die. I've been suspended, by the way. I know. The more things change, the more they stay the same. I still have paperwork to do as well. The only difference is the criminals are a lot more dangerous and I'm so sorry I got you caught up in this. I never meant. Could you not do that? Could you not be the understanding partner? Please, I can't bear it. I just can't bear it because I'm I've missed you so much. It was so strange trying to be a cop without you. They tried to give me a partner. I refused. Because you're my partner. I didn't want anyone else. And here you are just being far too reasonable. It's probably the potions they've got you on. Well, they did just put you back together. And when they brought you here, I wouldn't leave the room. I couldn't take the chance that they would let you die, so I saw what those vampires did to you. Oh, I was there. I was, but I was in a frenzy. I was in a frenzy. I saw the blood and I just stopped thinking. They call it bloodlust. It's when a vampire becomes feral. I ripped them to shreds. I thought you were dead. I saw all that blood and I just... something inside me broke. You brought me out of it. I heard your voice. I heard you. Barely a whisper, but you were still alive and you brought me out of it. I'm really sorry. I'm so, so sorry. Not just for what happened, but for what's coming next. They're going to recruit you. That's what they do. You've seen too much. They can't let you go back. There's too much magic running through your body now. You can say no, but don't say no. I can't lose you. I can't lose you. I guess maybe. Maybe they'll make you my partner. How are you so... How are you so calm? Those potions must be really strong. They must have given you the good stuff. You seem all right with all of this and that's not normal. You found out that I'm still alive and that goes a long way. Oh, why do you have to say things like that? Why do you... I have ruined your whole life. You'll never be able to go back. Oh, you don't care so long as we can be partners. Well, we won't be anything for a while. Well, I'm suspended and you're recovering. You're recovering. Oh, you don't change. You are so stubborn. You're not going anywhere. You need to take it easy. I saw you ripped apart. I saw your blood all over the floor. I went crazy. I'm not letting you out of that bed. Not until you have a clean bill of health. Don't worry, I'm not going to leave you alone. I daren't. I know what they're like. And while you are more magic now, you're still painfully mortal. Yeah. I'm looking out for my partner. Before, if you were injured, I wouldn't leave your bedside, and I am not leaving now. Well, I had to go before. I was hungry. No, I wasn't going to snack on you. I didn't want you to wake up and see me like that. I am not a messy eater. You're so you. I've missed you so much. What? I'm not crying. I don't cry. Blood tears. Are we alright? That's a stupid question. We're not alright. How can we be? How can you be so? I missed you, partner. I really did. Oh, shut up. Shut up! You are still just as annoying. Look, just lie back and take it easy. No paperwork for you, not yet. You get to do the thing you love the most. Lie in a bed and go stir crazy. You're welcome. What? I'm just looking at you. Because I can. Oh, no. Please don't start with the questions. Really? Okay, you get 10 questions. No, 10. No, not 20. We're not playing 20 questions. Really, you use that against me. Oh, you are just the absolute worst. Okay, 20 questions. But I get free passes. Because I know you. And I know what kind of questions you're going to ask. Alright, let me get comfortable. Okay. Hit me with your first question. Oh, you have got to be joking. I'm not answering that. I... I missed you. I really, really did.